Welcome back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast. I am Zach Oyama. I'm sitting here across from
William Cartwright. Sorry, I cut you off.
No. I'd rather you. I can't believe you got it right.
Oh, I got it right. Okay, good. Okay. Whew. Thank you. I was really, really, really close to saying Dwayne the Rock Johnson, but I didn't.
I mean, I wish. Dude.
Oh, you wish I was Dwayne the Rock Johnson and not me?
No, I want you to be really, you.
I felt like I wish you were my friendship.
So. I wish you were as strong as Dwayne the Rock.
Me
Johnson.
Too. Actually, that's
Wouldn't
a
that
good.
Be amazing.
Can you like? Could you? Do you actually think your life would be different if you were that strong on a daily basis?
Yes, absolutely. I can't even calculate the ways in which my life would be different.
Sure, sure. Do you think you'd break stuff by accident?
All the time.
I think I'd break stuff for my size. Like, I feel like I'd knock stuff over.
Yeah.
I would be so wide.
My shoulders would be breaking the sides of door frames. Every door.
Do you know this is a fun fact. I used to have an afro that was so big, I used to
break
brush
doors. Oh.
brush them. That would be wild if it broke.
Oh my gosh, I have to see it.
I'll share a photo I don't know if you go on the Patreon or something, I'll post the picture on there so you can see my giant afro. But yeah, it was so big that it was like it went past my shoulders, and I'd sort of, if I walked close to like the edge of it, I could brush the the doorways.
Hey,
it's pretty wild.
That's incredible. Well, speaking of big, we're talking about big steaks here.
We are talking about
the
big
steaks have gone up. I believe
sirloin
things are getting real.
Fillet.
Sirloin fillet
steaks.
Yes. Sorry, I'm used to hearing filet here in the, in the States.
Sorry, I forgot you say filet.
Sorry, now what? I'll have to ask you more about the different cuts of meat.
Yeah,
in terms
we'll,
of
we'll do that on the Patreon.
What the UK
that feels like very exclusive Patreon content to me.
But hey, let's take it away with the second half of Arc One, Episode 3. Take it away, Pass Zach.
Nice.
In our last episode, we started with the riddle, or rather pitch meeting of the Robo-Sphinx, where Brenda Elizabeth immediately pitched an idea she knew to be incredible. The crew pitched a range of ideas and ultimately found an idea so attention-seeking that Nemfari, the self-obsessed Sphinx, had no choice but to award them full points, leaving Noah and the two other dwarves to be sucked out of the competition. With their spot in the final round of the interview secured, Brent Elizabeth, Turbine, and Astrid, or as you might call them, our team, headed back to the lobby where they made use of the nap pods, got some healing potions, and for some reason, key lime pie. Upon realizing that Galfast the horse wasn't in the lobby, the remaining contestants followed Barnabas's trap. Can you help me out?
Barnabas.
Is it one Barnabas?
Barnabas.
It's one Barnabas's plural form.
Oh.
Barnabas.
Wait, one Barnabas's plural form? That's a contradiction.
I mean, one Barnabas's possessive form.
Barnabas's.
Barnabas's.
Okay. Barnabussies.
Barnapussies.
Barnapussies, yeah. Upon realizing Galfest the horse wasn't in the lobby, the remaining contestants followed Barnabas's lead to the elevator with promises of finding Galfest in the small forest atop the obelisk. On the way up, though, they had their final challenge. So, you're in this enclosed area. It's almost like a stop sign shaped room that you're in.
An octagon. Mm-hmm.
An octagon.
I prefer stop sign shaped.
What would you call an octagon if there were 12?
A dodecagon.
You're in a dodecagon, baby.
Hell yeah.
As these little snakes slither out, Brenda Elizabeth, you see these iron-looking cobras. They look kind of like the stuff that was made in that previous factory room.
They're the toys?
They're a little more clockworky rather than futuristic looking.
Okay.
But they are slithering out, eyeing that egg. So far, you see three snakes.
Are these, and these are coming from all sides?
Yes, they're coming from three different sides.
Can I do an insight check out of these creatures to see if I could ascertain what they might, what threat they might pose?
Sure.
And maybe an insight check on the egg to understand what its needs are. Oh my god, I just crit! I crit on my insight check!
Baby. Yes! Yes!
Brenda Elizabeth, this all makes perfect sense to you. Of course this would be the final trial. You're looking around. You see these little cobras coming out. You see Barnabas's fingerprints all over this. He's just made a fun game.
Okay, so it's not an egg and sperm analogy.
It is not an egg and sperm.
I've been reading some Growing and Changing Bodies ever since my ripening, and so I'm... The visual is there in my head.
Ripening. Look.
The old Brenda Elizabeth would, of course, let her hormones get the better of her. But no, this is a more stable, definitely a very adult.
Brenda Elizabeth really Brenda. Appreciates being described as stable.
You know that these snakes
she
are
enjoys a pun.
Just... You know these snakes are just trying to grab the egg and get out of there. They'll probably attack you or do something if you get in the way, but that is their goal.
Okay. If that is the case, Brenda Elizabeth does not... Actually, Brenda Elizabeth will... No, Brenda Elizabeth is not going to use one of her starry forms this turn. Instead, she's going to cast Entangle on these snakes.
Okay. I did describe it as they're in different corners, so you'd only maybe be able to hit one if you did entangle.
But does it look like they're coming out from different quarters, like there will be a procession? Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do my starry form. I am going to go into my dragon form.
Cool. Brenda Elizabeth shines brightly as a
floppy... No, you know what? I think I'm actually going to do... So sorry. So sorry about this. Sometimes when you go first, it's nerve-wracking. Yeah. Yeah, fuck it. I'm not going to do that just yet. I'm just going to go ahead and try and kill one of these snakes. I'm going to cast heat metal on one.
Ooh. What is heat metal?
Choose a manufactured metal object, such as a metal weapon or a suit of heavy or medium metal armor that you could see within range. You cause the object to glow red hot. Any creature in physical contact with this object takes 2d8 fire damage when you cast this spell. Until the spell ends, you could use your bonus action on each of your subsequent turns to cause this damage again. If the creature is holding or wearing the object and takes damage from it, the creature must succeed a constitution saving throw or drop the object. If it doesn't, then it basically said I'm casting it on the creature just to do 2d8 fire damage.
Cool. Awesome.
I guess, yeah, it can't, because there's no attack or anything. It's like usually you cast it on a metal object, so I don't know how it works when
it's a metal construct. I imagine it, wait, did it say a constitution saving throw?
It says if a creature is holding or wearing the object and takes damage from it, the creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if it can.
Man, well... Fuck these snakes, I guess. So you cast it on one of the snakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to just roll damage, I guess?
Okay.
With that insight, too, do we know, are these like purely metal snakes or are these cyborgs like Nymphari?
These are just metal snakes.
Just six fire damage.
I will say, though, that you feel like more are coming, just to throw that out there.
Sure.
With that insight.
There's 12 sides, of course.
Yeah.
And there's something up with these walls.
Okay. Huh. Cool. Well, six damage, and I can keep at that glowing red hot one. I can keep doing the damage as a bonus action. So.
Okay. So one of these snakes has taken six damage. He's still kicking. He's just like you know, like his little tongue is sticking out all melty. Like.
I'd love to put
a little
that
gout
in
of
a
flame
coil.
Comes out of its mouth. Looks kind of cute.
Oh, no. Are you baiting me to not fight these?
Not at all. No, I'm honestly not. You do six damage to one of these snakes. Next up, on 20, the walls begin to shimmer and look almost like a kaleidoscope. They're like almost entrancing you as you stand in this platform. It's hard to look anywhere but there. Everyone make a wisdom saving throw.
Is this an illusion or a charm thing? Because I have advantage against those.
What does confusion count as?
Frankly, I don't know.
It may or may not be. I am not Not sure.
And I'll also do a quick rules check here. I have gnome cunning, so I have advantage on all wisdom saving throws against magic. Would that apply here?
I'll say that this is like this like artificery stuff is like basically magic.
Okay.
Brenda Elizabeth does not have advantage, but she could roll a natural 19, which gives her a 25.
Sick.
I just have such bad wisdom. Charm person, crown of madness, hypnotic pattern, dominate person, dominate monster, dominate beast, animal friendship. Okay, so I don't have advantage. No okay. problem. I rolled a 6.
And I rolled a 16 with a plus 1 for 17 with the advantage.
Okay. Brenda Elizabeth, you were expecting something weird to happen and were a little more prepared. And Turbine, you also, you know, with your gnome cunning, knew something was happening. And that left you a little more prepared. Astrid, you at this point were a little bored. And you're excited for these snakes to come, but they're moving a little slower than you're hoping. When the wall starts shimmering and you see in the walls just sort of like cool colors and lights that just sort of blend and just refract from each other, you have to roll a D8. And let me know what you get.
I see. Okay.
I got a 7. I'm just thinking about getting this wallpaper for my bedroom.
Okay, so you use your action to make a melee attack against a randomly determined creature within its your reach.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm so sorry. I'm so strong. I think it's only Turbine, right?
Turbine.
You did a reach spell.
Okay, so maybe it's Turbine.
And the snakes are not close enough to us to be...
Within. They're, like, at the edge of the room. They have not gone
How yet. Far away are they?
It's a 50-foot radius on this platform.
And how big... These are, like, traditional cobra-sized snakes. They're, like, little...
Yeah, they're not huge. Yeah.
Well, luckily for you, I haven't gotten into a rage yet.
That is lucky for me. Or Brenda Elizabeth.
Or Let's Brenda. Not assume
anything. How do I roll a D2?
I thought Turbine was just next to you. Is that...
Oh, yeah, I can just do Turbine. I rolled a 12.
What's your armor class?
My armor class is 13.
Oh, I miss you. Thank God.
Nice. Ow!
I'm just like distractedly looking at this wallpaper and just swinging my warhammer just aimlessly, not really looking around.
It's like you're holding something, you turn your whole body to look like a slapstick routine.
I just want to see if the light is happening all around me.
This black and white movie is happening right here.
It's crazy.
So Astrid thankfully misses you. Astrid.
Yes.
I'm not sure if this makes you lose your turn. You don't lose your turn, I don't think. Oh, wait.
Oh no.
It does. The creature uses its action to make a melee attack.
Oh, but I can still do a bonus action then when we get to my turn.
Yes, if it's your turn.
Cool.
Okay, so now it is your turn.
Great. I go into a rage.
Okay.
Just don't get confused again.
I go into a rage and I stand... in front of one of the snakes. Like, I get between the egg.
You plant your feet in a path of a snake, beckoning it forward.
Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, still close enough to the egg that I can move around, but I'm, like, clearly going
after. You're playing defense on this egg pretty well.
Is the egg on, like, a little pedestal in the middle of the room?
Yeah, it's on a little platform.
Okay.
It looks like a fancy... What are those eggs that people have?
Like a Fabergé.
Fabergé.
Yeah. But, you know, a little more copper and it's made of metal. Cool. Now it's the snake's turn. They're all going to use their movement to try to get as close as they can to the egg. So they're taking dash actions forward.
Okay.
Does that snake take damage now? Or is it on your turn?
I think it might be on my turn. Okay. Although, let me see. If it doesn't drop the object, it has disadvantage on attack rolls and ability check until the start of your next turn. It takes 2d8 fire damage when you cast a spell until the spell ends. So I'll use a bonus action.
Cool. So they close distance. Bryn Elizabeth, I think, I guess you would get an attack of opportunity if you wanted.
Really?
I think everybody gets one because y'all are all still sort of in the way of snakes.
The egg.
Okay, then. I'll go for my scimitar. That's going to miss unless their AC is 10.
Their AC is unfortunately not 10.
Cool. I swing wildly. I follow Astrid's lead.
I'll take mine. Oh, I crit.
Yes.
With a nat 20.
Sick. It's okay. So roll double dice on that.
Oh, it's double dice?
For a crit on a weapon attack? Yeah. So like whenever die it says you roll that twice.
Okay.
And then add whatever the modifier is. That is not double.
So that's 8.
Turbine, you look at this thing. You remember earlier when you were fighting those Warforged things, you're just trying to dig into the circuitry of the shit, and you stab a snake with a sword.
Cool.
It's still kicking, though.
Okay. All right, and then...
Astrid, another...
Rolled a nat 1.
Okay. Wait, right. Even with rage?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I'm raging. You're right.
Oh, yeah. God.
Okay. Wait, yes. Are you taking a reckless attack? Or
yeah,
is this,
I guess I'll make
sorry,
it a...
reckless attack.
Can you
different.
Reckless attack on...
I don't think you can do it on a reaction.
Reaction, okay. I don't think you can. Okay. Yeah, so I rolled a nat 1.
Never mind, then.
Okay, so Astrid, once again, whiffing hard.
I just smashed my toe with my wand.
Astrid, try not to think about your wallpaper in your hotel room.
God, if I was wearing those boots.
So we are entangled with the snakes. All the snakes are alive at this moment?
At this moment, yes.
Will this cost me an action? Can I do a history check on these walls to see if I can understand them? I as an artificer, I can get... Let's see, where is this? With my artificer's lore, I can add twice my proficiency bonus to history checks related to magic items, alchemical objects, or technological devices. Mm. Can I use that to get a sense of like what's going on with these walls, if there's any like special weakness?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Like they create this sort of confusion effect. To dismantle them would be probably take a lot longer than you have.
Okay.
You could try to do that, but you would be leaving the egg and snakes to do their thing.
Do you have distance spells? Because you have those boots that have levitate on them.
Most of my spells are healing. I could grab the egg and just hover, but then I wouldn't be able to do a whole lot of damage.
That's
true. But I think that's a good like Hail Mary.
You could
if
definitely
like, things get bad.
Do that, yeah.
Okay. So I won't worry too much about that then. All the walls are doing this like confusion thing. It's not like I can just like try to break one and they'll all like be like taken out of commission.
Again, it just feels like it's going to take a lot of effort to break these walls or do anything with them.
Okay.
It would maybe lower the DC. I'm trying to think of what would happen with it, but I don't know that. That depends on you actually effectively breaking it.
Well, then what I will do, I think, is I will... I guess it just makes the most sense to keep stabbing this snake who's already at the end of my weapon, especially because I think there's going to be more snakes and stuff coming up. I might save some of my big guns for right now.
I think it's a good idea.
I'll just try to attack this snake again. Keep digging into the gears there. So
cool.
Rolling that. That is a 14.
That hits.
Cool.
Roll damage.
That is 9 points of damage.
Ooh, so you did 8 and then 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
nice.
You just fucking fillet this whole robotic snake.
I would be like a kid like eating spaghetti, just like digging the rapier in and twisting it so it just like pulls all the wires out.
Oh, snake spaghetti.
Ew. Yeah, you fuck this snake up. It is no more. There's still 2 snakes around. Do you do anything else with your turn?
Yeah. Who wants Bardic Inspiration?
It seems like maybe Astrid could use it on like a saving throw or something.
Yes.
Sure. So I'm going to, as a bonus action, I twist the snake guts out and then pull out my hurdy-gurdy and just like ding 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 ding.
So many twisted things.
Yeah. I'm just twisting everything.
He's like doing like one of those like challenges little kids do on a playground where they're like trying to rub their tummy and pat their head, but like one is killing a snake and one is spinning a hurdy-gurdy.
So I give that Bardic Inspiration to Astrid.
Thank you.
We're now back at the top of the order. Brenda Elizabeth, your turn.
As my bonus action, I would like to activate my heat metal again on that one. And I already rolled the damage and I got 14.
Hell yes. So you did 14 damage to this guy?
Yeah, 14 plus the original 6.
So that snake is like climbing up to the egg and it's already like white hot. And then it just...
Don't scramble the egg!
Grimaces like with a cute little smile and explodes.
And then acid explodes, and then that concentration spell is gone. I think I'm going to cast... Tell me, will I hurt the egg if I cast Entangle around the egg?
No, I don't think you will.
Okay, then I will cast Entangle around the egg.
Does Entangle do damage?
It doesn't do damage. It makes it hard to move around there, and they can get stuck.
Okay,
grasping cool. Weeds and vines sprout from the ground in 20-foot square, starting from a point within range. For the duration, the ground in this area is difficult terrain. A creature in the area when you cast the spell must succeed a strength saving throw or be restrained by the entangling plants until the spell ends.
Hmm. Oh.
So the one that's there has to do a strength save or be restrained.
Okay, cool. So you cast that and it will roll that. Ooh, that's pretty good. It rolled a 17. What did it need to roll?
That's more than my...
So this buff-ass robot snake flexes, dodges this
somehow.
This cordage.
So he passes, but now the area around it is difficult terrain, so maybe future snakes will have a difficult time.
Do any of us have to make a save there, too?
You wouldn't have to do a strength save to be restrained, but it does mean that it's difficult terrain.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that we move faster than snakes, so hopefully it will be.
Sure. That becomes difficult terrain. Cool. You got anything else for this turn?
That's all.
Cool. So after your turn on initiative 20, three more snakes enter the room, and the walls shimmer once again, a little brighter than before. Everybody give me a wisdom saving throw.
Once again, my wisdom is so bad.
Oh, that's going to be a fail for Brenda Elizabeth.
That is also
a fail for me.
Did you add your bardic inspiration?
I got a 4. I don't think bardic.
Okay. I got 11.
Okay. Everyone is confused. Everyone that failed. So on your turn, you'll have to make another wisdom saving throw or do something with your target.
Pretty colors. Okay.
You know what? You're right. It is beautiful.
Wow. Don't you think that things look cool in my ceiling?
Is it just me or is this like a magic eye? I feel like I could see dolphins.
Yeah, if you keep looking at it, you can see other things like through like another level of it.
Yeah, I honestly see, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I see horses riding dolphins in the ocean.
Wow.
Barnabas is like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so what's happening here?
You already failed the check, so roll a d8 and let me know what number you get.
Okay. A 5.
Okay, the 2 through 6 creature doesn't move or take actions this turn. So you just sit there staring. Next up is Astrid. You also failed.
Yep. I got a 5. I do nothing.
Also sit there still.
Just like it's so pretty.
I know. It's like, is this crazy? Do you feel like you can kind of taste it?
Yes.
I do.
Like, just by looking at it, it feels like you can kind of taste it a little bit.
It tastes like bubble tape, you know?
Yes!
Yeah, right?
Yes, it
does. The bubble gum that comes out like tape.
And it gets like kind of like chalky and brittle.
Yes. It's really chalky. Yeah, it's like hard bubble tape.
Yeah. Oh.
Delicious.
Grandpa Brendan's bubble tape is always hard. He buys it from the dollar store, and everyone knows that candy's gone bad.
As you are confused, you see this bubble tape grab the egg, hoist it off the platform, and begin to move away.
No!
With the...
Remember, it's difficult terrain.
Okay. So I was already going to say that they have they can only move half their distance while holding the egg because they're snakes.
Now it can only move a quarter.
So if it's taking a dash action, which is supposed to be 60... Now it can only move a quarter of the speed over for how, what,
for like 15
feet? Is that what you said?
It's for 20 feet, I think.
For 20 feet? Okay.
Let me see. Entangle says on the ground, 20-foot square starting from a point within range. So okay.
Maybe my math is bad, but I think it moves 15 feet in with the egg.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were asking what the range was.
Oh, no, no. Or just how big the entanglement is.
Yeah, the entanglement is 20
okay.
feet.
Okay, so it get it, like with a full dash action, it's only able to move 15 feet with the egg. So it's 15 feet away from the center, trying to take it to one of the edges. The rest of the snakes close in on that snake and that egg. So the three new snakes have tried to join forces. What do they have to make for that strength saving throw?
They don't have to make a strength saving throw. It's just when you cast the spell. But then once they get in there, it is difficult terrain.
Okay, cool.
The point was to slow everyone down more so than restrain them.
Next up is Brenda Elizabeth. Okay. You are still confused, unfortunately.
I'm confused. Let me see what I do. I rolled a 5. I also do nothing. God damn it. I had such a good strategy
brutal.
To get
Absolutely
this away.
Absolutely brutal.
Oh, God. We're not a wise bunch.
I will say this isn't like the normal condition. You guys come out of it as you every turn. But after your turn...
The wall goes.
The wall goes. So everyone... Okay. Give me another.
Oh, God.
All right.
I think I'm going to pass. I got a 17 on that one.
17 pass.
Oh, no, 18. 12 plus 6.
I rolled another 4.
Sheesh.
Oh, my God.
Sheesh.
I crit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, baby.
Turbine, you crit on this. I will say because you have crit on it, you no longer have to worry about the effects of the confusion.
Yeah.
You understand this well enough.
Wait a minute. Not... This is just lights. I can't taste this at all.
Yeah, I've crossed my eyes and I can't see the magic eye anymore.
No, I can see it. Just keep trying.
Turbine, it is your turn.
So, how far am I from the snake with the egg?
I think you're about 15 feet away from that.
And I'm on difficult terrain too, right?
Yeah, you could spend more movement to kind of go around it.
Has this snake been hurt at all?
The one that's holding it has not. Okay. None of the snakes that are alive right now have been hurt.
Hmm.
Okay.
We're doing a bad job against these snakes.
Okay, here's what I want to do. A difficult terrain that halves the speed, is that right?
Yes.
But they're right on the edge. They're within 5 feet of the edge, so you could probably, like, get there easily.
So I have a 25 speed. Is that enough to get to the snake if I get, like, past the difficult terrain and then not have halved? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think if you kind of go around it, you'll, like, approach it from the side, you should be able to get there in 25 feet.
Cool. Then I'm going to run up to this snake. I would like to try to just take the egg and levitate away with my little magnet boots.
I want to double check the wording of levitation just to make sure that we can...
Oh yeah, I have no idea if this does what I want it to do.
You can move vertically up 20 feet and remain suspended there for the...
Nice.
Yeah!
Cool.
Okay, so are you going to use it?
Yes, I don't know if do I need to roll anything to take the egg, or they're just dumb snakes, and I can pluck it up.
I think it's an opposed strength check, right?
Okay.
Do you want to try that before you use the spell?
Yeah, because I want to be sure I can actually get this egg before I try to fly away. So I am rolling strength. Is that what's happening here?
Yes.
Fuck. I am very weak. But maybe the snakes aren't that weak. Shit.
What did you get?
I got a 3.
Oh no. Okay. Oh, dear.
They rolled a 14, so this snake is able to hang on to the egg.
Just tugging on this fucking egg.
Turbine, saw what you did to his friend, and he didn't want to be turned into snake spaghetti.
I'll let you cast a spell or do whatever else if you want. Is that too lenient?
That's just an object interaction.
Okay, cool.
I think it would be.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of it as.
Yeah.
Okay. Shit. All right. How tall is this room we're in?
It is extremely tall because this is an open elevator shaft above you going up to presumably the top of the obelisk.
Got it. And do we have to worry about this egg breaking or just being stolen?
You don't want to damage it, probably.
I might not do that plan then. Can I, instead of trying to steal the egg, can I just like... grapple the egg and like try to like basically like hold on to both the snake and the egg to keep it from going any farther.
So like a grapple check, is that? Yeah,
I guess. Like I'm instead of trying to actually like take the egg and run away with it, can I just try to
yes
I'll to let... like hold on to this. Either if the snake is holding on so tightly to the egg, either hold on to just the snake or hold on to like the bundle, you know?
Yeah, you can do that. I will say you will pull the ire of the snakes. It's up to you.
Oh, no!
Do you want to make a grapple check?
How close are these snakes to me?
They're all right there.
They're like right on top of
me. If you have some kind of raged damage, I don't have any area damage spells stocked today.
Okay. Are they within a 10-foot radius of me?
Yeah, if you're right there, they should be.
Then what I am going to do, I will cast Shatter. Which as, like all my spells takes the form of a musical instrument, so a sudden loud ringing noise, painfully intense eruption of choice. So I've got what do I have, my concertina. I'm just like and that does each creature in a 10-foot radius sphere centered on the point must make a constitution saving throw.
So I'll make those for the snakes. Nat 1, 19.
Jesus.
7. So two of them fail and two pass. Okay.
On a failed save, those creatures take 3d8 thunder damage.
Cool.
And the ones who succeeded take half as much damage.
Do you want to roll that?
Oh, sure. So I'll roll the failed ones first. So here's the first 3d8 for the first failed snake. First roll, shit. that's a 7, not a 1. Okay, that's 12 damage.
Cool. Damn, fucked up that snake. It's still all right.
All right, the next 3d8, that is 13 damage.
Okay. And now these are the halved ones?
Now these are going to be the halved ones. I don't know if we marked which one is the one that's holding the egg.
The one that's holding the egg, I was saying, took 12.
Okay, that's 20 damage. Halved is 10.
Okay.
And then the last one, rolling 3d8. That is 16, halved to 8.
Okay. Yeah, you badly fuck up all these snakes. They're all still alive, but all really hurt. Very sick. Astrid, you are still confused, I believe. So you're just standing there?
Yep, I'm just maybe touching the wall a little bit.
So you just sit there and do nothing. The snakes are going to go. They're going to try to pull the object out of the arena.
They still have 5 feet of difficult terrain.
So, Trap, I'll say this. You get a reaction to try to do something to the snake that has it.
Okay. What can I do with a reaction?
Just an attack.
Well, that seems like the thing to do then, yeah? I guess I'll just do that. I'm trying to see if there's like any way I can buff this, but I don't think I can. All right, I'm going to try to hit it. 15?
That hits.
Yeah!
Yes!
All right.
Okay. All right. Turbine is doing everything.
No! 4 damage?
Need to do 3 to kill it.
Get that.
So once again, Turbine rips this snake into pieces.
The snake spaghetti grows.
So like I said, their movement is halved by carrying it. As you kill that one, another snake comes up to pick up the burden of the last one. It can only move 30 feet without the difficult terrain, so 25 feet with the difficult terrain. It was 15 feet from the center, 25. They're 20 feet away from the edge.
Okay. After they move, or after that's they where move. They are? Okay. Yeah.
So the three remaining snakes are sitting there 20 feet away from the edge of the room.
Okay.
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, it's 10 feet away because I said this is a 50-foot radius.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay. Is it Brenda Elizabeth's turn now?
It is Brenda Elizabeth's turn.
Okay. Brenda Elizabeth would like to cast Guidance on herself and run over and try to take this egg back.
Sick. Brynn Elizabeth, you run into the fray with all these duplicitous snakes that are trying to take this egg.
Okay.
They look up at you with their cute robot eyes, smile.
16 on the dice, plus 2, plus 2. Dirty 20.
Nice.
8 on the die.
You okay, now I'm going to grab it and then I'm going to Misty Step all the way back.
Oh, shit. Yes. Towards like what direction? Like towards the center? Or
back
from
to
it?
The podium.
Wow. Holy
wait,
shit.
Hang on.
So you Misty Step.
Isn't Guidance.
Or you could
Misty Step is a bonus. Guidance is a cantrip. You can cast a spell
it's a
and
cantrip.
A cantrip. Yep.
Damn. Holy shit.
And I go right back to the podium and I'm like, Turbine, come here and hover.
That's the end of your turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Three fresh snakes come out.
How many snakes are in there right now?
Huh? There's six snakes total right now. Three badly injured, three fresh. And you guys are in the center of the room. We have one more shimmering wall effect appear. Everyone make a check to see if they're affected.
Do I still have to do this with my...
You don't.
A 16 for Brenda Elizabeth.
I rolled a 2, which turns into a 1.
I'll let you give Astrid a help action.
A help action?
Thank you.
And Astrid, do you still have that bardic inspiration? If that pushes you over the edge? It doesn't look like it does.
Astrid.
Can I give Astrid my save?
No.
Because I'm just holding this egg to try to pass it off the Turbine. I don't have to do anything.
I just really just like this wallpaper.
So unlucky.
I just really like it. It's really pretty.
Astrid is seeing all the nice things she'd like to have. And once again, sitting there.
Wow, the wallpaper is a metaphor for materialism.
Oh, wow.
And this is a metaphor for fertilization.
I don't think it is. The snakes all shake their head, like, confused. Like, no.
No, I've read the Growing to Maturity books.
Turbine, it's your turn. You see the six snakes from the outer edges of the room eyeing the egg once more.
Yes. Okay, cool. I think I need to know what I need to do. I just want to check the mechanics here. With the little magnet boots, is it an action to cast that levitate, or is it just, like, that's just, like, I can just click them on and they do that?
I believe it's an action. Let me double check. Yeah. It would be an action.
And then how does that spell work? Can I just like keep hovering there for a while? Am I limited there?
It's up to, concentration up to 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. So I think I have the movement to just run back towards Brenda Elizabeth, grab the egg, and then just float up away from the eggs. I just, like a mother bird, just keeping my little egg safe.
Cool. You get the egg from Brenda Elizabeth and float up. The snakes just look up at you. There's nothing they can do. With that, I'll say we'll end the combat.
I'm just picturing like a really low angle shot of just like really unflattering double chin selfies of Turbine and Brenda.
Look at a shot of this. Like, don't take the picture. Not like this.
It's like the end of a roller coaster when they take the photo unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So with that, you have successfully stopped these snakes from stealing the egg. The combat ends. Turbine, you're just floating. You're having the time of your life. Just like,
I'm burping for no reason.
Disgusting.
Charlie the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, that's what I really liked it without context, though, too.
As you begin to float up, Barnabas appears again, and he says, wow, mine's like a steel trap. Truly impressive stuff. Astrid, next time, maybe.
What?
I got a big
Do you
hit.
Sell these walls?
Eggs. Huh?
Do you sell these walls?
We're thinking of offering these walls. Yeah.
Yes.
Astrid just becomes a wallpaper burnout.
She's just like so chill. Muscles that have been tense her entire life are suddenly relaxed.
While you're on the elevator, somehow, having just won this competition, Barnabas is like, Vader, Bink, Bonk, you guys did a great job. We have your resumes on file. Like I said, we're going to keep you for next time.
That's a lie.
I think this is the end of the road for today, though.
I single out just Bonk and I say, good hustle, Bonk.
He just nods at you and says, thanks. Hey. Maybe later you can explain that idea once more, because I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head all the way around it.
I would love to slowly walk you through my doodle book.
The whole book? Okay. All right. A like hole appears in the side of the elevator shaft and sucks them all in, and they are gone. As you reach the top, feels like you're going to slowly just smash into the ceiling. Turbine, you're just kind of floating above the ground, just like kind of hitting the ceiling.
my hat is just hit the ceiling, spinning slowly like a top, an upside down top. And just like, ah!
The ceiling slides open at that point.
Wow.
The elevator rises through and you find yourself in this small thicket of woods at the top of the obelisk. Despite being so high up, it seems protected from wind by some kind of technology or magic. It's so high up that people would never have been able to see it from the ground.
At the very top of the obelisk?
Yeah.
So cool.
Make a perception check.
Cool. I am perceiving.
A 12.
That is a 19.
I got a 5. I crit once. I did crit once. It was not an important crit, but I did crit.
So you guys are at the top of this elevator. You look around. Turbine, you notice this. Galfas is not up here.
What?
Can I do some kind of like nature check to see if there's any like hoof prints or horse scent on the wind or anything?
Yeah. Make a makes a, I don't know.
I could do investigate or nature or whatever feels good to you.
Whichever of that makes sense.
Animal handling.
Yeah.
I'll do investigation.
You can all make these checks now.
Oh, I can?
Yeah.
If I told you all.
Galfast.
Where's Galfast?
Okay.
I only got a 7.
I did roll really well at this. I got a 25 perception or a 25 animal handling.
Galfast has never been up here. There's no hoof prints anywhere. It doesn't even
I turn to Barnabas. I hold him by the throat over the edge, dangling him over the edge. Where's Galfast? What have you done with him?
As
just kidding. Honestly, I know. I would have to do checks to do that.
You have to do a couple of checks to maybe make that happen. Barnabas is like, I don't understand. I gave specific instructions to bring him up here. I thought he'd love it. I mean, there's all these trees. He could jump over stuff.
Are you the boss? Or does someone work above you?
Can I do a check to see if he's lying?
Yes.
Yeah.
60.
He doesn't seem like he's lying. He did tell someone to bring Galfast up here.
Who did you tell to bring Galfast up here?
Yeah.
Okay. I told Bubbles to bring him up here. I thought that this would be fun for him. And I am in charge. He is very nervous when he's trying to describe himself as being in charge.
We did see some of your employees were trying to for lack of a better word, unionize against you.
Can I do a perception check to see if he's in charge?
Yeah.
Where's Bubbles?
I got a 13.
Something about him saying he's in charge feels wrong. Or he feels like he's like shifty about that idea.
I grab him by the neck and dangle him over the edge.
As you grab him by the neck, his...
I suppose it makes more sense you would do that.
I have a +4 to intimidation.
Make a strength check to grab him by the neck.
Can I do an athletics check?
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to use that bardic inspiration. I got a 10, even with bardic inspiration and +6.
Can I do the help action? Because I was already prepping myself to do this motion.
I learned this from Brenda Elizabeth. Okay, there we go. I got a 19.
As you grab him by the neck, he rips fully out of his metal suit. He was the little gnome Traddix from the painting earlier. the one with soot all over its face that... I poorly described. He rips out of the body. The metallic beard falls off his face, revealing he has a much smaller head than it seemed like he had before. Oh. Little tiny metal points on his ears fall off to reveal he has slightly less pointed ears.
He's a chinless wonder. That's why he had the beard. He grew the beard because he doesn't have a chin.
I have a chin. I just wanted to present. I just thought... when the last Barnabas died, this place nearly completely collapsed. I had to step up and do something. And as he says this, a cold, unfeeling voice emanates from the facilitator itself. And it says,
as you said, the facilitator can do just about anything.
It's echoing all around you. It's coming from something within this place.
I stamp on the floor again.
You're just banging on the floor.
You guys are banging on the floor.
Wait, does this mean there's no job?
I thought there could be a job.
I was defeated, but I was not killed, and my plans were not completed. But now they are too far along for you to stop us.
You hear this very scary voice emanating out as it says that.
Ooh.
And Barnabas is just like, what plans are you talking about? I thought I was just, you know, here to create wonders. And this other voice says,
why would I let an outsider know? I only let you live at my son's dying request. At first, I thought your charade was an embarrassment to the part of my line. I ignored it as we toiled away, but when our plans were jeopardized, you for once actually became helpful. But now the time is nigh. Your ruse is once again wholly unnecessary.
As he says this, everybody make a dex check.
Okay. Can I see this? Do I have advantage against it?
You feel the whole obelisk rumbling.
Okay.
And do I have advantage on this because I have the little magnet boots?
Yes.
I rolled two 11s, which is 14.
11 both times.
I got a 17.
Wait, you rolled two 11s? Because I also rolled two 11s.
I rolled two 8s, but it buffs up to 11.
As it said, this whole ruse was wholly unnecessary. The elevator falls out from under you, and you all start to fall. And that's where we'll end the episode.
We don't even find out if our dex checks passed or not.
You son of a gun.
The chair evader, it's going down.
I'm sorry that the job didn't turn out to be what I said.
I'm much more distracted by Galfast's disappearance.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hashtag where is Galfast? Let's get it trending.
Or just where's the horse?
Where is the horse? We gave you all the clues. Actually, you didn't give you any clues, really. Well, that was all for this week. Next week will be a talk back where we'll, I feel like I'll get a little yelled at.
for a change.
I have a feeling it'll just be me reassuring you that it was funny to dock Brenda Elizabeth's intelligence.
Oh God, I feel so bad about that.
No, it's funny.
Immediately it was like, funny. You guys really want to get rid of your intelligence.
All three of us already have such low intelligence that getting rid of more of it is on game.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better, it didn't. It because it was my whole intelligence and not the modifier, I didn't actually lose a point.
Oh, good.
From the modifier.
It's very funny to have an idea so bad it makes you dumber.
Yes.
Okay, well, we'll end it there. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Nice living. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to get all new episodes months early and hear the exclusive Arc Barks over on our Patreon.
Zach Oyama was your Dungeon Master for this episode, and the characters were Emily Axford playing Brenda Elizabeth, Mike Trapp was Turbine's Pizzles Inc., and Siobhan Thompson is Astrid Starborn. This episode was edited and produced by Zach Oyama and Jasper William Cartwright.
Bye.
Bye.